Daf Kuflam at Ches. So we'll start from Kuflam at Zayin. The Chachamim say you're not allowed to hang up Mishmeres and Yontev, and you're not allowed to put it into something that's hanging on Shabbos. So Tosfos says, what happens if it was, the Gemara asks, if it was already hung, what's the din? Rabbi said, if you hung it, it's Chayav Chatas. Abai said, Elamat, if you hang a jug on pegs, you'll say also you Chayav Chatas? No. So Abai says, only with Rabbanim, we want to make a hecker that shouldn't do it the same we do in the weekday. And Abaya took the chumra of the Braisa and he said, Hagud, which is this kelim, and Shemeres Kila, which is a canopy, and a Kisei Galen, which is a chair of a place where they put the oven, they put the stuff, the pots on it. He should not make it. If he made his pot of losa, oil kva, he should not make it. He made his chayav chatz, but a bed, chair, a basket, the asla, and it's like a small chair with made out of skin, that you're allowed to put up like a tchila on Shabbos. You don't have to worry about it because it's meant to be doing it. You don't put it to hang one on Shabbos. Gemara asks, if you already did the sifted, what's the din of cancer, it's chayav chatas. So if she says something with the Rabbanan, a chayav chatas, Lezer says it's mutter like a tchila. So Gemara says, why not? We see an irshel zah, which is a crown that the women used to wear. The mayor says it's chayav chatas, Lezer says it's mutter like a tchila. What's the case? It said the woman should not go out with Yerushal Zav. She went out, she's Chayav Chatz. That's what the Rebbeinu says. Chum says she shouldn't go out, and she went out, she's Pater. Lez says she's allowed to go out like a Tchila with the Yerushal Zav. So Abai says, you think of Lez is going to her mayor? He's going to Rabban, and it says Pater Blas. So he says, no, it's Mutter Katchila. What do we want if you do the Shemur? Rabbi says, it's Boyer. Rabbeinu says, it's Merakit. Rabbi says, it makes sense like me. Because Boyer, what happens? It takes the food out and leaves over the Pesoidus. So I had to, it takes the food, leaves over the Pesoidus. Rabbeinu says, more Mestabat to me. What's the dark of Merakit, the sifter? The Pesoidus on top and the food goes on the bottom. Here too, the Pesoidus on top and the Oich goes on the bottom. Rabbi Becheskel said, the talus that's doubled over should not, it's not allowed to double it over on pegs, but if you made his pot of losa, if it was wrapped with a thread or a thin thread, you're allowed to spread it because then you're being moiso el arai l'katchila. Rav Kana asked a kasha from Rav, what about a canopy? Lachas said, even a bed is also. Said, what about a bed? Says, even a kila is mutter. Says, what about a kila, a canopy and a bed? What's the din? Said, the kila is also and the bed is mutter. So we have three different shitas. It's not a kasha. This thing, he said, a bed is also, is kid de karmanoi, which is like the ones they made, that's the chair they used to use on the oven, and they used to take it apart. That you're not allowed to do that. And then this he says, Kila's muter is like Rabbi Cheska, they had a thread, so you're just being moist by Larai. Kila's awesome. Meter's muter is like a regular hour one, our regular ones. And basically, I see the Kili of Rav Huna, that in the night time it was laying down, in the morning it was all spread out. Rav said the name of Chia, curtain, you're allowed to set it up, you're allowed to take it apart because it's not making the oil. Shmuel said the name of Chia, Kilas Chasana, which is only a two-poster bed, you're allowed to set it up because it doesn't have a roof, and you're allowed to take it apart. Shesh's name of said, the son of Ravida said, that Zdafka doesn't have a roof at Tevach, it has a roof at Tevach, it's awesome. If it doesn't have a roof at Tevach, we didn't say only if there isn't within three Tvachim close to the roof at Tevach, but if there's within three Tvachim close to the roof at Tevach, it's awesome. And we didn't say only if the slant, there's no Tevach, but even the slant, there's a Tevach. We say that the shipua, the slant of the oil, is like an oil. And we didn't say only if it doesn't go off the bed from the wall of Tefach. If it goes off the bed, off the wall of Tefach, it's awesome. If Sheish Grey David said this siana, which is a kava hat, is mutter. I would say a kava hat is also. So one says, depends. If it has a Tefach sticking off your head, it doesn't. So one says, what about the guy who puts a talus of Tefach off? It's going to be chayv. So one says, nothing to do with the oil. If it's tight on his head, we're not worried he's going to carry it. If it's not tight on his head, we're worried he's going to carry it. Rambam Cheska said to Rav Huna, tell us some good stuff that you said in the name of Rav. Two things he said in Shabbos and one in the Torah. So he said to him, this dude said good, this chair, or this leather thing, the kisna, with flax, you're allowed to set it up on Shabbos. Rav said, dafka, with two people where it's not too tight, but one person tightens it, it's awesome. Abai said, the kila, even two people, is awesome because they're definitely going to tighten. What's the other thing on Shabbos? It says a kira, that one of his feet fell off, you're allowed to fix it, move it. Two, it's Asr. Rav says even one is Asr because we might put it back in tightly. Torah, Rav says, Torah will be forgotten. Makaisa says, Hilashav is Makaisa. Flaw, I don't know what it is. When it says, Chen Yosef Lahafla, someone's a Hafla fella, that's a flaw is Torah. Chum said when they came, when Rav Seinu went to Keren B'Yavna, when the Bezna went to Keren B'Yavna, said, Torah will be forgotten. Makaisa says, Hinni Yombaim, no Hashem, Lakim, I'll send hunger on the land. Not hunger for bread, not thirst for water, only to hear the words of Hashem. It says, go mine, there'll be thirsty water from till the ocean from Tzafin to Mizrach, they'll spread out to look for the word of Hashem, and they will not find it. Dvar Hashem is the halacha, Dvar Hashem, that is the case. Dvar Hashem is the nevuah. What's the shaita? To look at Dvar Hashem, said a woman will take a bread of truma, and she'll go from the Knesset to the Medrash to see if it's tam in the Torah, and they won't know. So when it says, if it's Torah, tam, it says before, it's called Eichel Sheachel. To know if it's a rishon or a shen, they won't understand. It's also Mishnah, it says a sheret, shenin tzuvatana, the pasha b'sach is a shenia, because the tam is a rishon, so it says a suffix on Ravad Rahava. Do we see as if the oven is full, and Mamela, the pas becomes a rishon, or we say, no, it's separate, so Mamela, the tam is a rishon, the bread is a shen. Because we learned in the Brisa, I would think, okay, and become tamei from the avak lecheres. It says kol shel sechi from just eichel she'ochel. Food and drink become tamei from the avak lecheres, but kale don't become tamei from the avak lecheres. Back learned from Shimon Yochai said, chas yisrael sheklal yisrael will forget Torah. It says kol shel she'ochel v'zara. What does it mean? They'll search dvar Hashem. They won't find it. They won't find halacha brura, clarity in halacha, and a mishnah brura in one place. They will not have. There will be some people will forget the clarity in the Torah. This is the end of Daf Kuf Lamed Ches.